Howdy, howdy, everybody. So, I just came back from a colonoscopy. Oh, joy to the world. Nothing like turning 50 and they want your ass checked out. And by the way, once you turn 50, it's covered by insurance. I guess they want to know if anything's going on in there. Clearly, I've got a nice a-hole. Clean as a whistle. Two polyps, as he said, non-benign, and a small case of telecanitis with the tuberculitis. Something in your intestines. Testecanitis. Whatever it is, he just said add more fiber. So I need a little fiber in my diet, baby. Other than that, I should be okay. I'm not too worried about it. So I just made a huge change this weekend. It was very emotionally draining. You ever make a change business-wise where the person you're working with is just such a good person and you feel like you have done great things together, but you just need and want a change as a whole, and maybe you feel like they can only go so far on their own.
Step into my office.
Why?
Because you're fucking fired.
I don't know. And at the end of the day, I just felt like I need a little bit of a little bit of a different direction. And a little more building. I'm in my last couple years. I have one last big swing at the plate to make something. I'm very passionate about being on stage. I'm extremely passionate about creative and putting things out there. And I haven't been this creatively juiced up in years. So I'm pretty hopped up. And I hope I established a decent team that will eventually, I don't know, put me out there. We'll see how it goes. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm doing very well right now. Doing very, very well. I've had phenomenal shows, great fan base, but I also have to zone in on all you loyal fans on how to communicate with you better, how to take care of you better in a VIP manner, in a mail list manner, sending you free things, having some kind of hangout lodge or just something for, because there's so many of you out there that have seen me multiple times and I want to, we should have something. So I'm trying to put that all in place. This new website coming, new pictures coming, all that stuff. It's all the way. Very, very soon. So I went to, the other day, I was in town where I live and saw an old friend. And I've had this done before too, where an old friend, and one guy's actually a comedian, and he brings up this whole thing about getting it on with his wife and how frustrated he is because he wants... Dude, what's the big deal with X, Y, and Z? Actually, the thing he was asked for, I was like, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't blame your wife for not doing that one. I don't, that's kind of a specific taste right there. I'm not going to get into it, but let's just say he wanted to be clogged up. And I guess, whatever. That's not my thing. It's not my... And he looked at me like, you never went... No, man. No. I don't... No. That's... It's way, 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 way... I don't want it touched. I don't want it poked. I don't want anything heading in that direction. I don't care if it's a pinky. I don't... No. Wow. No way. He's like, all right, whatever, man, whatever. And he got open. But the funny thing is, I think Lou knows who I'm talking about.
No way.
But long story short, I think everyone's frustrated with somewhere or another. It's like, especially when you have family and kids, you can only do so much. And there's this whole thing too, and I have my wife talking at the end of this. We're on a trip, and we get in the car and we start going, and we just jump into it. We're talking about intimacy and sex with one another and other couples, and
that came out really wrong just now. Excuse me, that came out way wrong.
But basically, what I'm saying is, just the conversation of other. And I gotta be honest with you, I don't know how many females listen. Men don't talk about, like, I don't talk about intimacy with my wife ever. To me, that's between me and her. And, you know, I know maybe I can name a handful of people that will offer to show their wife. I've had one guy is like, hey, man, you want to see my wife naked? I'm like, no. Dude, that's I don't know. That's weird. That's weird to me. That's weird. I'm sorry. For me, it's extremely strange that unless you're putting feelers out there to hopefully he's I don't know, maybe inviting you in gay. I don't know, whatever. It's a strange subject with certain people, but I can tell you this, in my circle, we don't, my best friends in the circle, we don't talk about stuff like that. We may talk about lack of, very, very rarely will a man go, I can't keep up anymore. She's out of control. I don't think I've ever heard that in my life from a married couple. Ever have I ever heard a man go, I'm exhausted. I gotta tell her we can't continue like this. I've never ever heard a married man speak like that ever. But what I will hear is, what I've heard is always a lack of. It's a lack of. And that is that's a subject I think we all kind of deal with. Everyone kind of deals with that. But it's how do you break that down? How do you I don't know. So I was going to bring it up I bring it up to D in this car ride, and so it actually gets pretty funny at times. So I hope you kind of like it as we move on. But I look forward to going to Connecticut next week. I'm going to be doing two shows in Connecticut. And I have some more that I'll talk about as time goes on. What a World Series that was. I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of glad the Astros won. I won the Astros. So super excited the Astros won. Good for you. Although you know, like the Dodgers, I grew up watching the Dodgers. Like, I hate them and I love them. I loved Tommy Lasorda. I didn't like him when he was playing the Mets. But other than that, I loved them. Absolutely loved them. And there's something about the Dodgers, like, you want to see them good. And that was a hell of a series, man. I did not think the Dodgers were going to lose. But they lost.
Oh, dear. We can laugh about it now. No, come on.
All right, so we're going to get into this. I jump in the car, and D jumps in there right with me, and we jump into this whole sexual marriage thing. All right, have a great week, and thank you for your responses.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, Turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
It's a long, old, frustrating thing for more for men. Where I was approached, and the person's like, "Do you think the amount of times that you know husband and wife do it?"
You mean are intimate?
Yeah, intimate. Three times. I'm like, well,
the same person because approached me.
Yeah, well, that's what I said. And I went, well, clearly something's going on where
I think
she's not getting turned on or something. Or you go in waves. I said you also went through some stuff. Like, have you, you know, where she's at emotionally? Or, there's a lot of questions there.
Well, I think also... There's seasons that happen. There's kids get crazy busy. Like, if you are one of those parents where, you know, you have three kids and each kid, you know, there's five sports going on, I don't know how those people even have intimacy. Like, because by the time you all get home and eat and get showered and get ready for bed, is there any energy left to even brush your teeth? So,
right.
So this same person brought this subject up to me, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
And it's a guy asking me, so I thought it was...
A little weird.
Not a little weird, but I was like, okay, we're going to break down that friendship wall, because that's really personal.
Yes.
But the way he asked me, he didn't ask it the way he asked you. He said, you know, you and Jim fight about... What's your biggest argument in your relationship?
That's what he did. Yes, he asked, what's your biggest argument? And I went, and before I can finish, he brought that up. And I went, that's not really an argument.
Yeah, well, I said, you know, the last argument Jim and I had, it was really weird because we don't really argue all that much anymore. We're really good at, like... You know, we just understand each other a lot more. We've matured into, yeah, I don't want to bring that up. Or,
yeah, not worth about.
Yeah, I know this is going to start an argument, so I'm just not going to ask, or I'll just wait until I'm ready to ask it the right way, or whatever the case may be. I think there's three things that you and I argue about. Stuff with kids, you know, for instance, if you walk into me and the girls are explosive arguing.
That's probably number one.
You walk in and you don't even ask the girls what's going on. You start at me, and it just makes me want to punch you in the face.
Because you look, because you.
It doesn't matter if you see.
Your nose is flaring.
If you see your bride that you've known forever, I mean, you've known me for 30 something years. You've known me this long. If you see me out of control in a room with younger people that belong to us, and I'm that explosive, why are you questioning me? How about, hey, there's a dog in the room and I'm screaming. Who are you going to go after? You know, so that causes an argument. The other thing is I've noticed that, and you and I over time have learned to talk to each other. Say what you're feeling, and women...
Say what you're feeling. Hey, them jeans make me wanna, you know.
Wait, instead of you wanting to, I didn't wear the jeans to, like, make you horny or whatever.
But
like,
what if the guy is horny? What if Ralph
him? You say, oh my gosh, you look wicked hot in those jeans.
Yes.
That's
which
a
I've
compliment.
Done. I said
you,
that.
You saying
said,
you,
oh,
get
you
your
great.
Rocks on or whatever is
I didn't say that, though. I'm just,
I
am
I know. But you, your jeans, like, you should be complimenting your woman for the way she looks.
Did I compliment you today?
Yeah.
As soon as you wear them, those jeans drive me nuts.
You couldn't even speak. Like, you just
they
go,
look
oh,
fantastic.
And then, oh, my God, your pants. Like.
Okay, where? You gotta wear that out tonight?
Anyway, so.
Oh boy. Really, really did it this time.
What does a man want to hear? To, you know, what if the opposite is like, I know women would like a little more persuasive action.
What do you mean by that?
Take me out to dinner. Take me to a movie.
That's what I told him. I said, why don't you
get rid of the freaking kids at grandma's house?
That's what I said.
For one night.
That's what I said. He goes,
surprise me. Don't ask me.
I said, never have time. I go, you do have time.
You do.
Let's say you work consumes you. Maybe you have your own business. Well, you got to sacrifice one day. One day. Put the kids away. And I said, you don't even have to do a whole night. Do a lunch, a morning, a breakfast,
yeah.
A day. Like, you know what? I miss catching up with you. I miss talking to you. I blah, blah, blah. Well, don't you have to work? Yeah, you know what? Screw it. You're more important. Now we're talking. Oh.
Yeah, but don't do those nice things just to get some. Like, you should be doing those nice things to reconnect.
Right.
So you
which that leads to.
With the, when you, so that it ignites a feeling
yeah.
between the both of you that you forget you want to be intimate and you want to reconnect on a physical level. Or maybe you just need reconnecting verbally before physical.
Right. Or maybe you need to get her wasted. Yeah! Christ. She's kidding. God, don't give me the look. She's kidding.
I think. There's a lot of aspects that come into it. Sometimes there's times where we'll have, like, alone time, and I love savoring conversation. We have great conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, you know, I love talking to you. You're, like, my favorite person to talk to. And because you're engaged, you're really listening. You're not hearing, like, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes you do. And, you know.
I'm sorry, what? I'm sorry. You were talking about something about, oh, boy.
On that note, with what women like.
Yeah.
I would like to say, what do men want out of their spouse if they're feeling a disconnect and, you know, the wife is just caught up in everyday life and doesn't think anything's wrong. Like, what would a man like to hear from his wife, too? I know. I know. I have a garbage bag on my head. And, you know, my fatty pajamas and ripped tops are, like, the most unsexy thing on face the planet. And you don't care. You know, which is fine, but like, what's going on in your head? Doesn't matter.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like, what's going on in my head? Where?
Like, what do men want?
They
just
want.
Jump right in here.
No, they want to feel that. They want to feel wanted and like you and that they turn you on. That, at the end of the day, that is more, you probably get whatever you want if you, so, yeah, you probably get whatever you want if, that's all you want at the end of the day, but. I don't know. Yes. At the end of the day, yes.
You're not going to be attracted to your wife if she's, like, belittling you all the time and telling you you suck and, you know, you don't work.
That's true, too.
You don't do this and you don't do that and you don't help me here. Like,
correct.
I'm sure you're, no matter what happens, you know, you're not going to be interested anymore either.
Right, but when you're in it, that's what he likes here. I think it's more of the show of enjoyment. The more he feels you are really enjoying.
What am I talking about?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about to understand, like, what a woman wants, too. What's going on in your head? about what you think a woman
wants.
Yeah, like if you say that a guy can go at any minute, at any time.
Yes.
You know, any.
Yes.
Any time of the day. What's going on in a man's head that thinks, why isn't she like that?
I don't know. That's what we can't figure out. That's why we've been arguing.
Why are you even asking? Why are you trying to figure it out?
Maybe we do ask and we don't know. I don't know.
You don't know? Like,
I even know. I'm not the one with the problem.
No, I know. It's not really a problem. I just think open communication, too. Like, just communicate what you want. You know, and
there's a great Sam Kinison bit. There's a Sam Kinison bit where he goes, women, if there's something you enjoy, something that you're not getting in a bed, or something you really, really want us guys to do, how about filling us in? Because don't tell your mom, don't tell your best friend, don't tell the hairdresser, tell us! We will do it. We will do it. And
it's a weird subject. I mean, I think that, you know, sometimes bedroom talk can be a little, it might be uncomfortable to certain people. And, you know, then you would just hope that the person that you're with knows what you want.
Okay, so like the person.
No assumptions,
so. Sure. So the person that I was approached by was like, you know, I brought it up to her, and I understand why I can't do it two times or three times a week. What's the big deal? And I try to explain, well, it's not like taking the kids to school. It's not, hey, listen, we're going to do the laundry. We're going to drop kids off to soccer. Then we're going to do it. Then we'll have dinner. And then we'll go to bed. And it's Thursday. And then Thursday, I'll see you again at 10:45 p.m. We'll do it again.
No, I think it's a moment there.
You
it's
seize all it.
It's on a moment, and
right.
Then you seize it.
Right.
I know there's times where I'll be sitting there playing the game, watching TV, and you'll come in, and I know you want something, but you won't say anything. And I don't want to initiate because I just want you to grab me sometimes.
Okay. You heard that. You heard that. And let me tell you something. You are going to regret. You just said that. You are going to regret that big time. Starting tonight. This is what you said.
I think you need to remember that line.
Rabbit hole. I have another friend that literally said that. I'll talk to this person, close friend of mine. I go, so, he goes, bah, because I was going crazy. I said, I'm really sorry, but I threw her on the bed. And I said, are you kidding me? He goes, no, I was going crazy. I went, no, this got to happen right here, right now.
Yeah, but you're not taking, like, you know, bondage.
Right. No.
I think that sometimes it's a good thing. Like,
I've done that, though.
Yeah, and you can get the signals that it's like, no, I really can't do it right now. I got to be somewhere the kids are real 10 seconds. Or, like, I...
Sure.
I don't think I've ever bounced you off without a good explanation of why it's not a good time.
Sure.
You know?
I guess so. You better be prepared to do a lot of bouncing. Bouncing me off because you just opened up a door. yeah. Start working out on my grappling.
I'm asleep.
All right, interesting.
All right, there you go. There's D, and I'm going to do my best to say exactly what I want and take it from there. You know, now I just want to bring up this other thing too, this whole Hollywood sexual misconduct and all this coming out. I personally, I'm not a Hollywood guy. I don't like it out there. I don't like a lot of the people. There's a weird energy that always has been. And that's the reason I never moved out there. I am not shocked by the names, and I could personally say, I believe I've told the stories either on past radio shows but they are all believable, very, very believable. And I can honestly say one of the names that are out there, I'm going to say absolutely with my own personal appearance. You know, I've pitched many shows, and I will tell you, I am not a huge fan of what runs a lot of television. I won't say that I'm not a huge fan. I think there's a lot of bias that goes on, and that's all. It's all I'm going to say. You know, morality is not a forefront in life anymore, and that's a very dangerous part of society. And I always say, like, you know, oh, this guy, yeah, you know, he may be, you know, there's a couple of people I know. There's a comedian that's very famous. He was an asshole. I'm sorry, he was an asshole, and I never liked him. And it doesn't make me stop admiring success. But once you're, if you're an ass, I don't care what your work is. You're an asshole. Case closed. There's another one too that's super famous. And this famous one, I never was a big fan. And people like, why not? I'm like, because I don't like what, you know, this person. I wouldn't say they're most people you look up to. Their lifestyle is big boats, big cars, big money, and being very condescending. And I'm glad they're a very successful person. But at the end of the day, no. Their morals are in the gutter. And sorry, I don't define success on how many projects you've made, or if you had the biggest sitcom in the world, or any of that stuff. It's nice, but your moral conduct is always first in line for me. I'm not saying I'm please. And when I say moral, I'm not talking about you go to church every day and you talk to. No, I'm just do the right thing. Don't be a dick. That's the law of the land. Don't, where I grew up in Long Island, don't be a dick. You're a 40-year-old man. You don't date an 18-year-old, 17-year-old. If you're, you don't take your donkey out and play with yourself when you shut a door behind you. Like, it's just, whatever those things are, it's disturbing. Can you imagine someone did that to your kid? Can you imagine someone that did that to your child? You'd be okay? Why? Because they're famous? That's insane. And that's the part of my wife that drives me nuts. When I sat down with a famous person, the person said, he dropped the F-bomb and C-bomb every 20 seconds. Oh, fucking cunt and cunt and fucking fucking cunt and cunt and fucking cunt. And at the end, I'm like, yo, he wants to have the kids over. She went, no, we're not, no. I'm like, why not? Because he said F and C in front of me. Oh, you just don't do that. I'm like, yeah, but she's like, no. It's just, no. And I got to be honest. It's time to pay the piper. Whoever's paying the piper, it's time to pay the piper. Sometimes I question being a nice guy. Sometimes I go, maybe my moral standards are. And my moral standards are very simple. Don't be an asshole. Don't be a dick. Treat people with dignity and respect. Show respect. Don't be judgmental. Don't sexually look down on people. Don't be a predator. Don't take advantage. Those are all things that lead to you're a dick. And there's a lot of dicks in every business, and there's a lot of dicks in Hollywood. So whoever's going down, it's time to pay the piper, baby. And they, you know, it's the classic example of like, hey, look, okay, you're a big sitcom star, or you're a big comedian, or you're a big movie star. Yeah, that doesn't mean you have rights to say in certain things or voice your opinion and outright. What? No. I'd rather listen to the lady who wipes her ass, who wipes an old man's ass for a living. Don't tell me you work hard. You just come into money. You won a lottery. Take it down a level. Take it down a level. Yeah, that's my little whole thing going out there in Hollywood. And trust me, something tells me there's going to be a lot more going down. Whew. John Lennon said it best. I'm just sitting here watching the wheels go round and round. Don't get caught up in the madness, baby. Whatever the madness is, don't get caught up. Just worry about your little circle and what you could do in it. And trust me, that good karma will always come back. Thank you so much for listening. Always.